said, "I'm going down there with you too." Jackie's already said, "I can tow and I'll see you get there and you're going to be all right." He was a nice fellow, that he too. Came back in that night and said, "I can't go." He said, "I've got to send the sergeant." The captain changed his mind. "I got to stay there." And he brought the sergeant in. He said, "This is the sergeant of another company, B Company." He said, "He's got to go down there because his vaccination is cutting up. Swelled all up. He's got to go down there anyway, so we're going to put him in charge of you and they're going to take you down there." Well, they brought a couple of boys up there and stretched me. They carried me down there and put me on that train. They met me at Camp Lee 10 at 11 o'clock that night. It's about 6 miles from Petersburg, Virginia. And the train was full. And we had a dwelling room and everything. Those two boys were carrying the stretcher, and the sergeant sat in there with me. They came in and brought the hospital staff and ambulance. They took over and let those two boys get the next train home, but the sergeant went with me and put me in that ambulance. That was the roughest ride I ever took in my life. I took it, bro. That thing like a ship my guts out.
Oh.
I tell you, every time it hit a bump, I'd yell.
Have a nurse or anything?
No nurse, but two of those, what they call them, waiting the medical corps anyway.
Medics?
Yeah. And they, one of them sat over and held me down. I yelled all the way out there. I got out there and was rushed in. They pushed me into the room and they were getting my papers straightened out and all the officers all over there, and big sign, "No smoking." It was all smoking. I asked the sergeant, he was standing there with me. I said, "Give me a cigarette." He gave me a cigarette. I was smoking up the bridge. They finally got the doctor in there. He was going to do the operating. He's telling me what ward to take me in, what hospital, what operating room to take me in, all that. And I was blowing smoke all over the place. He said, "You better go ahead and enjoy that cigarette. That's the last one you're going to get for a while." He didn't say throw it down. I finished it off and throw it on the floor. They took me right on down there and they had me in that operating room. I'd been there an hour and a half when they took me in there and the operating room. I got a hole in my side and I just stick those three fingers in. I had three drains in it and I pulled them out a quarter of an inch a day, a half an inch, just keep them growing too. They stuck one night, wouldn't come out. They tried to pull it the next day, had them all out but one and it stuck to my intestine. And I talked to that young lieutenant. The man that did the operating was gone off on furlough, going home. And that lieutenant said, "All right, I won't pull it out." I said, "If you leave it that, if that's what tonight, you pull it right out like you did the other." And he said, "Well, it might do it. I'll just leave it." So he left it. About that time, looked up and the captain got back off his furlough, going around checking his operation. And I'd been all taped up then, they had old tape. Taped you. They didn't do it like they do now. He came down there and told that nurse, "I noticed you haven't pulled that. Today you didn't pull that tube out. So come on back and take him down there and get that, pull that tube out." He was down there looking at me and reading the chart. And I heard him tell her, get him ready. Well, I started pulling those tapes off. I tell you, and when they pull them, they just grab them too. Take your skin, better hair and all right off. And he got it all. He said, "I think that to come out of hell." He said, "Get me the forceps." She got the forceps. He got a hold of it. He said, "This is going to hurt you a little bit, but it won't last long." And I said, "My guts will come out right behind it." I got to go out and talk to those officers like I did the private. He said, "I guess not." And he put his two fingers over the top of it and he yanked it. And I got a good breath so I could rip as light as I could and just cut it off and yank.